All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Sports Mappers, hot! ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Welcome to the fray, Mappers, as the suspects have been on board since hour number one, which is 1 to 4 every single day, but we appreciate you coming along along the way. And because we appreciate you guys so much, we're going to do a little bit of a giveaway right now. We, in case you don't know, are proud partners with the Invesco QQQ Tennis Series, and they are coming to town. It's a very neat event. Need I just say this? It's Legends of Tennis coming to Texas, and they're coming to Houston. They're coming to the Rice University campus. It's the Invesco QQQ. You can see John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake compete in a unique one-night tournament October the 5th at Tudor Fieldhouse, where they convert the basketball gym into a tennis court for the exhibition. It should be very, very cool. You can win tickets right now, but if you're interested in trying to be a part of this, even if you don't win tickets, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But I'm telling you, very cool event. And if you win the tickets through us, you will be entered into a grand prize drawing to get to go to the VIP Players Party, which is a full buffet, open bar, Q&A with the players. I'm telling you, man, if anybody gets that, do me a favor and get me a Johnny Mac autograph. I'd really love to get that Rebel with a Cause poster I showed you the other day, Barry.
Yep.
Signed. That would be badass. But overall, we're going to give you a chance to win right now. Caller number 17, 713-780-3776. Caller 17, 713-780-3776. You get two tickets to see the Legends of Tennis at the Invesco QQQ Tennis Series. Very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, you showed me that poster. It's dope.
I used to collect all those Nike posters back in the day, and that was a really cool one. Black and white, McEnroe in a black trench coat, walking through the streets of New York. And, you know, Johnny Mac was that first guy that was Mr. Controversial, speaks his mind, yep, not afraid to go off, regardless of the tournament and the situation. And I was always a fan of watching him play because of it. It was kind of like Tiger in golf for me. McEnroe drew me to tennis. I wasn't a huge fan of tennis, but when John McEnroe played, I watched because you never knew what was going to happen.
I was more Agassi just because I didn't
the
get
flowing
into
tennis. Locks.
Was it the bald gorgeous Agassi or the mullet Kajagoogoo Agassi?
It was Kajagoogoo Agassi. Okay. Yeah. A couple of folks that we left off McHugh. And
he's in no matter what.
Yeah, but we didn't mention him and Josh James as well. That one, that's a maybe.
I think
just because of the amount that he's got. But so I tried to make a list, and I will try to wrap that up and have that for you here. Because I think
what are you going to do with Fromber, though?
James and Fromber, I don't think make it. Fromber's control is too shaky when you get into the big stage of the playoffs. He's got good stuff. He's got a bright future. But I think between the hit batsmen and the walks, I don't think you can trust him. And I really like James. I think he brings a lot to the table. I just don't think the sample size is big enough to trust him either.
I agree with that. He throws hard. He did make that one mistake yesterday, that three-run home run, but I would give him a look. Like, I mean, obviously,
who's he going to replace?
A little bit more. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you don't – some of these other veteran guys, you don't necessarily owe it to them, but
those two guys are your future
in terms of a chance.
Your young coming up. We talked about this yesterday. And you just take the names of Paulino and Martez, and you replace them with James and Valdez, and realize you got two live young arms coming up that if Keuchel walks, and depending on what you do with McHugh and Peacock, but you got two young guys along with Whitley that you can bank on that are going to be good arms coming up.
All right, I think I've got it here. I wrote it all down because we were just going
to give you one more
list.
Name too, okay, to kind of muddy the waters.
Oh, great.
What about young lefty?
You're good at that.
Cionel Perez.
Yeah.
Again, I think experience is huge.
Not quite enough. I mean, you've got Sip, and Sip has pitched lights out this year. So I think you don't need two lefties if you've got Sip, and if you care, if you end up keeping Devo.
If you got righties that can get lefties out consistently, that's one thing. And the other thing is, I just think experience is so valuable, and you don't want to put a guy. You can see, go back and look at when all these guys had their first starts, whether they lasted or not. I mean, their first appearances, they were a little bit edgy. Now you're talking about magnifying it 10, 100 times, however time you think the playoffs mean. But you can't afford to have slip-ups, and you can't afford to have nerves, and I think that's valuable.
I would agree. Okay, so are you ready for the list here?
Sure.
All right, so starting off with the position players. I'm trying to get this in some sort of like order that makes sense when we read it to the listeners here. All right, so McCann and Maldonado. This catcher, that's two. Yuli, Tyler White, both at for your first baseman. Altuve, Correa, Bregman.
So all no-brainers right there.
Right. Marwin, Springer, Reddick, Kemp, and Gattis. So that is your 12 position players. Did I leave anybody out that you feel like should have been on there?
I think we're good there.
Okay. Verlander, Keuchel, Cole, and Morton. Then you got to decide on your middle relief, your long relief, I should say, because we did leave off McHugh. He's a no-brainer if healthy and available. So you've got McHugh and Peacock. Sip is your lefty specialist. Harris, Presley, Smith, Osuna, and Rondon. So I think the question becomes, is Devo the odd man out, or is McCullers the odd man out?
I think of the two. Like, I think in the first, because you remember now, this changes from series to series.
Yeah.
So for the first series, I think because McCullers has not pitched in such a long time now, I think of the two, because Devo's been in the minors, Devo's back on the roster. I think if it's between those two, I'm taking Devo.
I'm going to try and show you, I'm going to try and show you this video that I saw last night of him back on the mound pitching.
Who, Devo?
No, McCullers. And it looked insane, but either way, I think, yes, because he hasn't pitched in a while, you leave him off the first series, and then if he
great,
he's going to work out that whole time anyway. He's going to throw off the mound. He's going to do what he
needs
to do. Not the
same, though. When they do the simulated games and all that, you hate to rush a guy back. There's no minor league baseball to let him go down and get some starts in the playoffs.
I mean, he's been in those situations before, so he knows what they feel like.
Sure.
So it's not bad that he's not able to pitch to a live bat, you know?
True. I think, you could probably hope that maybe there's a blowout that you're way ahead in and just get him in a game to let him get back on the mound and get some game action. But the question I think that they're going to have to answer is it worth the risk? Is his arm and the potential that he has worth the risk versus keeping Devo on the roster? And that's going to be – or Harris. I mean, those are the three to me, I guess, that you look at maybe not – one of those three not making it. Do you keep Harris and Devo and not McCullers? Do you keep Devo and McCullers, not Harris, or any one of those three combinations? I mean, at the end of the day, for me, just because he hasn't pitched in so long, I leave McCullers off.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think there's any way McCullers makes this first series – roster simply because of all the factors that we just mentioned, and the fact that you can also, and the thing that's remarkable to me is what a difference a year makes. Because a year ago, Peacock was a lock.
Yep.
Will Harris, for the most part, though he got a little bit of a tired arm late in the season, Will Harris was an all-star a year ago. And Devo was your lights out, circle of death change guy that comes in, gets righties and lefties. Now you're looking at all three going, they're bubble guys.
Now, another question that somebody just tweeted to us or texted, that's really not a bad question, but I think you have some speed already. But somebody said, what about the love fest that AJ has for Jake Marisnyk? I don't know that you can fade his bat necessarily, but you could leave Devo and McCullers off and keep him as a defensive replacement and a guy that can pinch run.
Don't sleep on that.
That's not a course I said that before, and then when I did, they sent him down three days later. Because somebody had asked, why do you keep Jake Marisnyk? And I said, he's a defensive replacement and a guy that can run bases if McCann gets on in the ninth inning.
I added to that and said, and he's a locker room guy. And they love that factor with this team.
And not to mention, he missed all the playoffs and the World Series last year with that thumb injury.
So I think it might be kind of in the
back of his mind, like, hey, I'm going to do this guy.
And you bring up another interesting point, Tyler. We know Springer's injury is not going away till the end of the season. And so when he takes a swing like he did the two nights ago and has to sit out a game because it acts up again, you need a guy that's a solid defensive center fielder. You take anything you get out of his bat as a bonus, but you need a guy that can defend and really give your defense, keep it at that level.
Yep.
And that's another reason why you make a case for Marisnyk.
Yep, totally agree. I guess when you look at that, maybe you got to pick now. You got to pick two of the three to leave off: Harris, Devo, and McCullers. Who are you keeping?
Of the three right now, based on just where they are with their arm, unfortunately for the Astros, I'm taking Harris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the only guy who's been in a game situation.
That's arm is playoff is ready right now.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I mean, I don't think you don't keep, Presley Smith, Osuna, Rondon, those are all locks. Sip is.
Yeah, when you look at what they've been doing, 6, 7, 8, and 9, if they get, and obviously the starters have been going deeper.
Yep.
But you know that, Presley, then Rondon, then Osuna. And if it gets to where you're looking at the sixth, Smith has been their guy.
Yep.
So.
And not only that, but with if you keep all four of the starters and it falls where you only need three, then you can run a couple of guys out there. Verlander can get two starts. Charlie Morton, we've seen what he can do coming out of the bullpen. Like absolutely. That, yeah. So you know what you're going to get with him. And don't sleep on the fact that that might be DK's role this year if he ain't getting it going. So it's a great problem to have when the worst thing you look at on this roster is, who do you get rid of, Harris, Devo, or McCullers?
And
they're doing just fine.
Keuchel doing that clears up that extra lefty in the bullpen.
Yep.
I'm still not sold on Dallas Keuchel as a starter in the playoffs. I know he's been there, done a lot of things, but even when he just gets it going like he did for the last month, he comes in and lays an egg like his last start, and it just doesn't give me that overall confidence that I think that AJ might lean to just three starters and guys coming back on short rest depending on how the series is going.
Somebody just texted and said, "What? No Joe Smith, no Presley." Yeah, you weren't listening. Yeah,
we just took care.
Yeah, they're in there for sure. So
there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. We appreciate you listening on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go! Knee deep in the final hour of the show. It's SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. It's The Usual Suspects. Barry, Joel, Tyler in for Nick. We appreciate him. I had a question on the text line about what I had mentioned earlier on in our gardening segment. When people asked, why is mulch bad for dogs? And I did want to clarify and let you know that there are a lot of different reasons why mulch is bad for dogs. First and foremost, from a digestive perspective, just the wood and the choking intestinal issues, they're sharp pieces. But also, to get a little bit more in depth, cocoa or brown mulch contains theobromine, which is toxic for dogs. And a lot of other mulches have it too. And it can cause some really serious issues for your dogs. So you can.
And my stuff is boring.
I'm just. Look, for the pet folks
that's
out there.
That's more fascinating than.
No, absolutely not.
Which one's better for your lawn?
Because
it involves
folks
dogs.
Out there, they need to know that.
Who cares?
Dogs are better than cats, okay, Barry?
Cats all day, every
completely
day.
Completely agree, Tyler.
By the way, that gift that you sent of Lance McCullers pitching up
that's solid.
That's
right?
Got to be fake.
You think?
That's 1,000% fake.
Or unless it's.
That's such an unnatural movement.
Just a reused one.
Yeah, that's just not natural. That's not a natural movement to the ball. That's fake.
I don't know.
I don't
pitching
know.
Pitching Ninja's legit.
Okay. Well, they can also Photoshop or whatever you would use to
you can't
fake
Photoshop
a GIF.
A GIF.
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
Okay.
I make GIFs all the time in Photoshop. All right, a couple of texts outside of that. So Joel read the one for AG from the Woodlands. Barry, your mom has a gardening question. Wait a minute. It's not supposed to go like that. Barry, your mom has a gardening question. She has a beach house and keeps getting crabs in her lawn. Any suggestions? Yeah, don't talk about my mama.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He should have said Bush, though.
Yeah. Boy, you failed all that, yeah. Dumbass.
Everything is
do better next
we
time.
We have limits.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, you get mad at me for fixing your jokes.
Huh?
You get mad at me for fixing your jokes.
That guy?
No, you do.
No.
You did once.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm a professional. You missed it earlier when he sent out a tweet. I was fully expecting you to jump on it. He said he had hunger pains. I was like, no, it's pangs with a G.
I thought it was pains.
You didn't know either?
Thank you.
No, I didn't know.
Dumbass. How do you not know it's hunger pangs?
You calling other people a dumbass. You have your fair share of faux pas, my friend.
You guys are stupid. No, I was kidding.
El Jefe says, the South Carolina mascot is definitely getting on the playoff roster. His favorite.
Oh.
Brad.
Yeah.
Peacock. I think you were really chomping at the bit to get me on that one.
Me?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I figured you knew. You're the smartest person I know when you're online because you're just correcting everybody.
I just meted you because it's champing at the bit.
Please tell me you said that
not
tongue in cheek.
It's not champing
yes,
at the bit.
Yes, it is. Look it up.
Chomping at the bit.
Champing
right?
at the bit.
You meted me.
Yeah.
See, you're so smart. You're just making up sayings. That's how smart you are.
Google
champing
it.
At the bit. Longtime listener, just wanted to say y'all are hilarious and get me through my work day. I'm a med tech. Thanks, Abby.
Appreciate that,
We Abs. Appreciate you, Abby. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. Somebody wants to know what my podcast is going on. I'm so lazy. I haven't even started doing any of that yet. They want me to do a gardening.
I can't wait for it to get started so we can get the freaking gardening
no,
crap out of
here. No, it's not
going to
be a gardening podcast at all. It's not.
Well, it
no.
should be.
There's already gardening shows in this city.
Yeah, like ours, thanks to you.
God. Fair point. All right. I had that coming. Do you want to take Clarence's call now?
Sure. We got Clarence, time. A regular contributor to the program. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys? First
What's up?
Off, Barry is going to be a comedic gardening show, and it's going to be funny for the first 2 years, and then you're going to turn out it's going to be a long time thing, and then 10 years down the line, you're just knee-deep in it, kind of like an old lady who sits around every Saturday talking about mulch and dirt and gardening and dandelions and stuff like that.
Okay. I can see that happening.
Now, as far as T-Scott, I was just about to call and say you were doing a phenomenal job. You had the intro song going, outro song going. You're filling in for Nick while he's going to watch fights and buy high-class hookers in Vegas. And then you had to go and say dogs are better than cats.
It's a damn fact.
Yeah, it's
a cool thing.
Thank you, Clarence. Thank you.
It's a fact, Clarence.
Cats are low maintenance.
Yep. Preach.
Very low maintenance.
Preach.
They're so chill.
You don't have to walk
them. So then
them.
Get a pet rock if yep. that's your main issue.
You can go out all night. You can spend the night at some hoe's house, Tyler, and come back the next day. Cat just poops in the box. And if it fills up, they keep pooping in the box anyways. Dog,
yep.
be pooping all over the
you
house.
You can train a dog to do that.
No.
Pooping all over. You leave a dog alone for Man. A day. Not even a day. Mm-hmm. A few hours. They're pooing over the house. They're tearing up pillows. It's sitting in your favorite spot.
Okay, here's a counterpoint to that. Here's a counterpoint to that.
Never had a cat hump my leg.
You leave any animal at your house for a day and you don't come back, you're a garbage human being.
Why?
Because you're leaving an animal by itself.
That's
not cool.
First off, a cat is very low maintenance. You get food, water, and have a clean little box. That cat is going to be great.
You can leave that cat for 4 days. You could go on an extended vacation for a weekend.
That's
come back
cruel.
Why is it cruel?
Who Four do you think, days.
Who do you think is babysitting wildcats and dogs? Who is walking up to them and hanging out
Four
with
days.
Them?
You don't think dogs, a cat? What dogs. If a cat has a freaking
no,
munchies
no, 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 no.
and hammers all the food in one day?
Let's rewind thousands of years to when dogs were just wolves. Who was going home and hanging out with the wolves? Nobody.
You know what they're going to eat
First
when they're
off,
hungry? Your damn couch
not-
cushions.
That's a cat true. Is not hammering out all the food in one day.
Nope. You don't know that.
Nope. And you know, you just put one of those big feeders that auto feeds it. Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
That cat comes in, I have to refill that thing every
Clarence,
week.
You're just mad because of that day that you tried to say that you weren't sleeping on the phone and that the dog was doing work below the equator. You're just mad that the dog didn't do you right. But other than that, you can't hate on dogs.
I'm not hating on dogs. I just think cats are better than dogs.
Clarence, you know what I'm going to give you right now? Out. That's it. You're done. Cut off for the day.
Don't worry, Clarence. I'm still here fighting the good fight.
You better fight harder next time.
Never had a cat hump my leg. Never. I had a dog that used to hump my blanket when I wasn't in the room.
Yeah, well,
Have you ever had a cat?
She'd ball it up and then hump it. And I'd come in. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Work.
Yeah.
So? Work? Yeah, don't get mad.
I'm putting in work, player.
That's right. Don't get mad. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Hey, Joel, guess what?
What?
Never had to pop a cat's anal gland.
Me either, because I ain't sticking my finger in there.
But I'm saying, didn't one of the dogs just have one bust at the house?
Well, my wife, no. That's according to my wife.
I have had a cat spray on our wall before.
Never had a cat spray. Never.
Well, I mean, agree with Tyler.
I've only had the two that Nora has, but they've not sprayed ever.
So with you in the house, that's shocking.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Jeez.
I'll be damned. Look who's calling.
The Mulch Master?
Yeah, wants to talk about mulch.
If this is OU Mike, it doesn't count.
Yeah, we'll hang up on him if it's OU Mike.
See, whoever it is ruined a good opportunity. They could have been Mulch Master Mike.
Yes.
Like Mix Master Mike.
Right.
Not that we could read it, but all okay. Right. Here
you go. Mulch Master, what's up?
No, I thought about Mulch Master Mike. I thought about UT Mike, but this is not OU Mike.
Okay.
What I was wanting to say is I do appreciate y'all's actual gardening contribution. It is legitimate information you're offering. All I wanted to offer to the crowd, the audience, is regardless of what type of mulch you need and the dangers of it, you can find the great service and technicians who know everything about mulch at the Red House.
I love it. That's a throwback. That's for our day ones. That's how long ago did we do the Red House? That was
like 8 months ago, maybe.
I thought it was longer.
The big bag chair and all that stuff?
Yeah.
There was a video, right?
Blacks and whites and
yeah. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, I'll show you.
Yeah. Everybody's welcome at the Red House.
Oh, you gotta see
that. I thought
that
was a throwback to him pull up the sofa and the beanbag chair.
No. Stuff. That's
the living room, bro. Get with the times. Come on.
What's wrong?
The living room could have been in the Red House.
No. The Red House was a commercial as a furniture. I'll show it to you. It's hilarious. Yeah, that's a throwback. From the living room
to the locker room, bro. Get with it.
Yeah, to the bar, to the
locker room.
To the window, to the wall. All right, Casey, we're going to get to your call after the break. So we've got to hit this break, and then we're going to hang up on you because your call says why cats are disgusting, and you're obviously stupid. But we'll take that call if you're still there when we come back.
Casey, you've got all the time you need. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Tyler for Nick, Barry, and Joel. 30 minutes to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Web 94.1. You heard the man. Having a great show again today. Spirited. Lots of different subjects as we run the gamut. We've pretty much come to the conclusion that cats suck, dogs are great.
Mm.
Tyler had a revelation just now. What was that about?
Oh, well, these are commonly known as hunger pangs, or hunger pains,
boom,
are caused by strong contractions of the stomach.
Or contractions, by the way.
That's
boom.
Interesting you bring that up, because I looked on grammarist.com, and it's champing at the bit or chomping at the bit. More commonly, chomping at the bit is used. So, I guess I see your suck it and raise your suck it with a suck it.
Right. And I will re-raise you a suck it.
No, because you're smarter than me. It's not. I don't want to play this game.
But you can't re-raise on my re-raise
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Poker rules.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. What was that from, Joel? Dumb and Dumber.
Your mouth?
No.
I'm right, too. You're right, and weird. I'm right. It just made a point, just like you made a point.
Boom.
Bitch. Three booms, bitch.
You guys are weird. You guys are making this so weird.
We just one-upped you on the bitches. Bitch, parents, I hope your kids are already available for pickup.
It's a little late for that now.
Because earmuffs is way past. All righty. Casey, we promised we'd get you in here. So, Casey, what's up?
I'll tell you why cats are just horrible, disgusting. I mean, first, let me say, I'm happily married, but even when I was dating, there was a couple times I might have outkicked the coverage, but it was a quick boot out the door if she was a cat woman. There was one time, for instance, you know, I was trying to explain this to the young lady. I said, listen, you know, cats are gross. They take a dump in a box of sand, and then the next thing you know, they're jumping on your kitchen table, on the countertops, and you're sitting there eating where they're stumped or mud hole right there on the table.
Fact.
Said, oh, no, it's a good cat. So I'm saying, okay, this girl's hot enough. I'll give it a chance. We go to the movies, we go out for drinks, we come back. Where's the cat? It's right there on the damn table.
Cats are out. Yeah, I can honestly say neither one of our cats get on the countertops or the tables because they would be gone. You guys know I'm a germaphobe.
Yep.
Do you honestly think for 1 second that if I came home and saw my cat on the counter, that sum of a buck wouldn't be out of there in a heartbeat? And my wife knows
too. No, you love cats more than that.
I love being germ free way more than some dumbass cat. Trust me. I'll get a dog. I'm a dog guy. I was.
You think that
still am? I'm getting a dog once this cat dies.
I'll forward you the story. I think it was Wisconsin.
This
guy got licked by a dog.
The Alliance is fragile right now.
It's not gone yet, but it's getting there.
This guy got licked by a dog, and he ended up contracting. He had to get both of his legs amputated because there was some weird bacteria from the dog's saliva.
They said the dog's mouths are cleaner than most humans.
That's what white people saying. Yeah, that's not true. Stop tongue kissing your dog. You're
confusing me with Nick.
Open mouth kissing your dog.
You know what,
you
Barry?
Do.
Tomorrow's going to be bring your dog to work day. I'm going to bring the pit bull. I'm just going to surround.
Let Jong know I'm sick tomorrow?
Yeah,
please. I'm not all those 55 dogs.
But
you
the
have.
Caller does behoove an interesting question, you two.
Okay.
Would a good cat trump a good cat? So he has those feelings about cats.
Oh, I see what you did
but
there.
Would a good cat trump your feelings about cats?
Yeah.
I would think so. I would think he'd have to lighten his stance on that.
I think I would put up with a bad cat for a good kitty. If I think that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm throwing totally down would. And you're picking up. I got it.
All right. Luke wants to talk cats greater than dogs.
This one's gonna suck.
Luke, what's up?
I don't know what I was getting in and I was thinking how crappy dogs are. And I was thinking about it, and they're even against the NFL. If you go back in history, Tom Brady was bit by a dog and he had his hands up. That's some evil crap. That's some Michael Brown type of stuff right there. Then you have Clowney was bit by a dog. Swearinger got traded. And Michael Vick even got put in jail because of dogs. Dogs aren't worth a crap. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it, Luke.
Luke, I am not your father. That was ridiculous, but okay.
There was some questionable.
No. Could have left out that first part.
Yeah. I almost said something inappropriate.
I wish you would have.
I probably should have, but.
You should have, yeah.
Would have got you, would have got you out of bring your dog to work day.
Dogs will dig up your garden and eat your dyed mulch. Yeah. Cats don't do that. Now, they will poop in your mulch if you have an outdoor cat.
They'll poop anywhere.
No, they don't poop anywhere.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I take that back. If you've looked at my Instagram, my oldest cat pooped all over the house for a while. He was having some issues. He was struggling. He's got arthritis. He didn't want to walk. So we had to add a second litter box. Problem solved. We have one on one side of the palatial estate, one on the other. He don't have to walk all that way. Problem solved.
Can I ask you guys a serious baseball question?
Yes.
I was Divinsky. Wondering.
Divinsky.
No.
I don't know.
As we're watching the demise of the New York Yankees and everybody's enjoying it, we know that the A's are really within striking distance of home field in the wild card, but it's probably still going to be the A's and the Yankees. But because everybody had the Yankees as the division winner before the season, is Aaron Boone in trouble?
I don't think so. I mean, they've had some injury issues. I think it speaks more to what Alex Cora has done.
Because I was going to say, on the flip side, Alex Cora is doing one hell of a job with a team that no one thought was going to win that division this year, let alone have the best record in baseball, do all the things they're going to do. And by the way, he's making $800,000 a year.
Yeah, I don't think Boone is in trouble right away, but...
That's New York, though, Barry.
Yeah, they're not going to miss the playoffs. They may not have home field in the wild card, but they're not going to miss the playoffs.
If they did fall out of grace to miss the playoffs, then he definitely would lose.
They've had some injury issues, and, I mean, you can't help what Severino has just collapsed. That's not Aaron Boone's fault that the guy just lost it.
The only thing that I'll say about the Cora thing is this team was deep in the playoffs last year.
They were a good team.
They're not...
They're record-setting this year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know that...
They added one guy in JD the offseason. You look at who the Astros added, who the Yankees added. They went out and made one shrewd move, and the dude ends up being probably the MVP and winning a triple crown.
Yeah,
they could have gone after Stanton. They could have gone after Verlander or Cole or all these other arms and bats, and they made one move, and it was the right move.
I'm just saying, all those guys got better, and it. I don't know that all of the credit should go to Cora.
Oh, my God, though, Tyler.
He should get a lot, yes.
Got to juggle the pitching staff, who's had lots of injuries. Yeah. You got to juggle the fact that Pedroia, everybody thought was going to be back this year, and he's been out pretty much for the whole year. So they made the great Kinsler trade to fill in for him. But until they got Kinsler, they were juggling all across the lineup there, too. So he's made a lot of good moves, but my point being, too, is with some of the manager's salaries, like you see Socha, who, yeah, he's gotten him a couple of World Series appearances.
You're getting really good value out of Cora.
He's getting $6 million. You're getting a Cora for $800,000. And the other guy coming in with the same kind of, you know, first chance at it kind of characteristics, coming from broadcasting, too, because Cora did work for ESPN. But Boone looked like he was going to be sitting on top of the world with Stanton and Judge and all the things that they were saying. But if they keep falling like this, easy to pull the trigger and say, okay, we tried. We thought it was the right move. It wasn't.
Yeah. I just don't know if that's a yet. If he does this again next year, if they struggle, if they barely make the wild card or miss it, yeah.
Because we know that the Yankees
but
just
But I think
keep...
after this year, no. Because they've had injuries and he's got some built-in excuses. So,
but I mean, you know the one thing the Yankees are going to do is they're going to keep replenishing the cupboard even on the run. I mean, look at this year where they added Happ, they added Lynn, they added, you know, all these different guys during the course of the season. They added McCutchen. You're never going to be shy on having every resource in the lineup that it's not going to be as much on the manager as Cora, who's had to juggle a lot.
Yeah.
So I just threw it out there because I thought it's interesting with the way you tail two managers in the same division and everybody picked the Yankees to win that division. What do you got that face for?
This guy on the text line.
Okay.
He was getting on me about cats.
He should.
He said, tell a cat to sit. My cat sits. My cat begs. My cat rolls over. So
on command?
Yeah. I taught him tricks.
Tell them to do that?
Okay. Yeah.
That's impressive.
I mean, not anymore because he's 20 and he's got arthritis.
No, I got no proof of it.
When he was younger, yeah, he could sit, roll over, beg, all that.
When he was a kitten?
Yeah, okay. Use a cat for protection. All right, that's just stupid. I have a gun. I don't need a cat or a dog for protection. Trust me, if someone breaks into your house with a gun, your dog is worthless. And then they said, use a cat in the military and police. That's also stupid. Like, what are you, like... I understand you're trying to make a point about that. That's ridiculous.
Can I just say on the security front, though?
Also, a military cat would be badass. Did y'all not see that hover cat? Did y'all ever see that? The cat died and some guy took his drone and stretched the cat out, had it cat stuffed, and then put the motor and the blades on the cat and made a dead drone cat.
Okay,
so
that's funny.
Yeah, so suck it. There are military cats, pal.
Or you can be like in
He's
Ozark.
He's out there dropping bombs.
You get a couple bobcats.
No, but I'll say this, and I've told you this before.
That's season one.
Okay.
Bobcats.
Yes.
I've told you this before. The Sugarland Police Department even verified this for us. With the dogs that we have, it's better than a security system, and no one trying to rob and break into your house is going to jump through and break into your house when they know that those dogs are free and they can hear it, and if they can see them, it's worse.
If they have a gun and they want your stuff, they kick down your door, they shoot your dog, they take your stuff. It's happened.
It's happened, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a ton more. We can get to that.
We got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. Before we get to that, I do want to get to this. Gallery Furniture is the place that you should be shopping if you are shopping for furniture. You know that Mattress Mac is a staple in this community. You know he's giving back to people every single day and always in a time of need. He's there for Houstonians. He wants you to think of him not only in those situations, but also when you need new furniture for any room in your house, for any item you might be looking for. Gallery Furniture is the place to go. It's your one-stop shop for furniture for every room in your house. It's all solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic. And the fact of the matter is if you shop at Gallery Furniture, you're going to get customer service that's second to none. They're going to make sure that your finance department works with you on how you want to make your payments and when you want the bills to show up. They're going to make sure that when they deliver it the same day. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase, you're going to get your furniture delivered to your door. And the delivery guys, hey, they're going to do so much more. If you want stuff taken away or rearranged, they're going to help you with that too because they want to make that indelible mark on your brain that says, hey, these guys really care. They take care of me, and I appreciate that. And the fact of the matter is, like Mattress Mac says, there's no back order slips. You see it on the showroom floor. It's something you want. It's something you're going to get, and you're going to get it the same day. You're not going to sit there like other furniture stores and wait days and weeks on end to get the furniture when it finally comes in. It's not that way with Gallery Furniture. They have three locations to better serve you. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and the Mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And it's not just what they say in their commercials. Is exactly what they do, and the main thing that they say is exactly what they believe in, and that is Gallery really will save you money.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's Tyler in for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. We'll take you till 4, and then the aforementioned Nicholas, who is in Vegas with AJ and Fred, will be along as Jong keeps the ship under control here in the production studio. But the boys are in Vegas having some good times getting ready for the Triple G fight.
Yeah, should be good times.
Before we get to LU Dillon, I was going to tell you guys the story that I always remember that cracked my dad up, that that they used to watch The Tonight Show every night.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have like weird stories. And one time they had a guy on that said, I forget who it was, but he said that he sleeps in the nude. And that in the middle of the night, his bathroom sink was leaking. So he could hear it dripping and he wanted to fix it. So he goes in the bathroom and he puts the light on and he realizes that he can fix it. So he gets a wrench and he bends over and he's under the sink and his grape sack is
testicles.
Is swaying like a punching bag. The cat comes moseying in and the cat is not declawed and decides to take the knockout punch at the punching bag and gets him, and it hits him. It shocks him. He quickly goes to like jerk his head up, hits the pipe, knocks himself out, and he goes, imagine the pretty scene when the paramedics show up. I'm out cold on the bathroom floor, butt naked with my grapes bleeding.
Wow.
Not a good look.
No. Still, though. Dogs eat people.
No, cats eat people. Nope, you looked it up.
I read the article. Somebody sent me on Twitter. I want to give him credit. Who was it?
There's no dogs eating their owner.
Brian Kalla. He sent me a link to an article, and it says, dogs, cats, and other pets, would they eat you if you died? Now, Tyler, immediately when I said that, he was like, oh, yeah, there's been stories of cats that have eaten their owners. So this says, most of the cases the researchers reviewed were of dogs by a large margin, though there were some cases in which cats were implicated. Cats have the reputation for eating dead owners, but the research that we heard from, that it's pretty common, most of the documentation was canine related. Dogs will eat you if you die. So there you
go. That's not
true.
That.
Yo, yes.
That's ridiculous. You just want to believe that because you want to poop on dogs.
No. And then a couple more things. Somebody said, my cat sleeps on my wife's pillow. I reached over in the middle of the night and her hair was wet. The cat had hairballed on her and she slept through it. That's disgusting.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
that's...
well, dogs will throw pee in your bed too, so whatever.
So, well, cats, they'll pee everywhere.
No, cats will go to the litter
box. And they
got
pinpoint accuracy and it comes out like a laser beam.
Cats are trash. I guess that's why Barry likes them. Herp derp. Barry, do your cats eat peanut butter? Nope. And I don't open mouth kiss them either, Joel.
That's Nick.
Great Thursday show. Can't wait for Friday. Steelers fan Juan trying to turn on as many sports fans on my team to our show. There you go, bud.
Appreciate
it. It is
that.
Our show.
Yep.
All right, let's take LU Dylan's call. He wants to talk about OU Mike.
Got Dylan, what's up?
Beef going here.
Dylan.
Taking my call. You know, I'm a longtime fan of the show.
Yeah, man.
You know, earlier Mike had just a weak call. And I've got Oklahoma Michael with me here to Michael, get in here real quick. Hold on, guys. Here he is. Hello? Barry? Tyler? Joel? Listen, I wanted to just apologize, take a moment of your time. I called into your radio program earlier this afternoon in the show. And I made some comments that were maybe some slander against female tennis players. And, you know, I just want to retract my statements. I'm for all the ladies, you know, sports or not. You know, my motto has always been, why go across the street when you can go across the hallway? You know, I'm not above picking up chicks anywhere, you know, family reunion. You know, what have you. Matter of fact, last family reunion out there on the dance floor, my daughter tripped and fell, and of course that's what made it a hoedown. But just because my family tree is a stump, you know, doesn't mean I don't diversify the women that I'm attracted to. Just because I have a lack of genetic diversity doesn't mean that my women lack diversity. So I just wanted to...
That was too far. I was with you.
He was still better than Mike.
It was all the way around much better, LU Dylan, than Mike. But I felt like it got too personal with the daughter. One, I don't know if OU Mike has ever procreated. But God, I just feel like if he did, that might have been too far. I don't mind y'all picking on each other, but
we have our limits.
Try to leave the fam out of it, yeah. Especially kids,
yeah. Parents, like, wives, children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all down for your mama joke. I read one earlier that somebody posted about mine. I don't care about that, but I think kids have to be off limits. That's just me, though.
Wait a minute. Now.
It was funny, though.
Mother should be off. Someone went at you today.
Yeah,
making a mother
that didn't
reference.
Bother me.
I thought it did.
No, I thought
I don't
it was
anybody
funny.
Talking about my mom.
They tried to imply my mom had crabs. That was funny. I don't have a problem with that. Dude, but I grew up doing mama jokes with friends and all that, so
yeah,
it doesn't.
We did too, but
yeah, it doesn't bother me.
We could tell the difference between a personal.
True. Issue, yeah. All right, quick question before we go. C4 in Orange, Texas wants to know, does Alex Cora get a raise?
No,
I say yes.
He better.
I say yes. What say you, Tyler? Yes? Okay, cool.
There you go. All right, hey, we appreciate another good show in the books. Again, join us FEF Friday tomorrow. Barry's going to have a comedian of the week. We're going to continue to roll on. Tyler, you with us again tomorrow?
Nice.
There you go. So Tyler, Barry, and myself will talk to you again tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next from Vegas. Don't go anywhere. Right here on SportsWeb 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
She gon' rock to the camera stop. I sing about angels like Angel Eye. Rock and pay my life.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.